USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump's impeachment trial begins in the Senate on Tuesday. His personal legal team says the case against him is constitutionally invalid. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
Among those recently added to that legal team, Ken Starr and Alan Dershowitz. Here, when asked about his time as a lawyer defending controversial figures like O.J. Simpson and Jeffrey Epstein, Dershowitz says,
I'm very proud of my role as a defense lawyer. I did nothing wrong in any of those cases, and I will proceed to make my argument in this case without concern for what people think about who I represented in the past.
He was speaking on CNN's State of the Union.
South Kansas had a 4.5 magnitude earthquake. Kansas has had a spike in earthquakes since 2014 due to fracking. This is USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
In Hawaii, two police officers were killed when a gunman opened fire on them near Waikiki. They were responding to a woman who was stabbed. KGMB TV reporter Keahi Tucker says this apparently started with an eviction notice on the gunman by a landlady when she was stabbed in the leg. It ended in gunfire and arson enveloping the whole neighborhood.
He stabbed the landlord. He shot police officers. Two officers dead. He set his house on fire, which eventually burned down nearly the entire street. At least four, perhaps six or more houses are burned, suffered some type of damage.
Officials say the gunman is dead, though it's still not clear how he actually died. We'll be seeing red this year in the big game. The San Francisco 49ers are heading to the Super Bowl after beating the Green Bay Packers. They'll be taking on the Kansas City Chiefs. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
There's a new number one at the box office.
Come on, man.
You can get that buffed out.
No,
you can get that buffed out.
In these streets, I never trusted anybody but you. I'm asking you, man. Bad boys.
One last time.
One last time.
Will Smith and Martin Lawrence star in the blockbuster hit Bad Boys for Life, bringing in a total weekend gross of $59.2 million. Dr. Dolittle is at number two with Robert Downey Jr. and Antonio Banderas, bringing in $22.5 million. 1917 is at number three with $22.1 million. Jumanji, The Next Level, drops down to number four with $9.6 million. Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker is at number 5 with 8.4 million. Number 6, Just Mercy, coming in at 6 million. Little Women is at number 7 with 5.9 million. Knives Out at number 8 with 4.3 million. Like a Boss is at number 9 with 3.8 million. And still on the charts, Disney's Frozen 2 at number 10 with 3.7 million. You don't have to wait for the top of the hour. You can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.